This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government will continue focusing on ensuring a robust ecosystem where every aspiring entrepreneur has access to credit, giving them the confidence and a chance to grow. In a social media post on the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, he highlighted that the scheme has turned several dreams into reality, empowering people who were previously overlooked with the financial support to shine. Mr. Modi said half of the Mudra beneficiaries belong to SC, ST and OBC communities and over 70% of the beneficiaries are women. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with the beneficiaries of the scheme at his residence and underlined that Mudra Yojana has given opportunities to countless people to showcase their entrepreneurial skills.
हमारे देश में बहुत कम लोग हैं जिनको इन चीजों की समझ है कि साइलेंटली कैसे रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है लेकिन आज भारत का युवा उसके पास जो एंटरप्रेन्योर स्किल है अगर उसको हैंड होल्डिंग हो जाए थोड़ी उसको मदद मिल जाए तो बहुत बड़े परिणाम लाता है और इस मुद्रा योजना में किसी सरकार के लिए भी ये आंख खोलने वाला विषय है ये सबसे ज्यादा लोन के लिए अप्लाई करने वाली महिला है सबसे ज्यादा लोन प्राप्त करने वाली महिला है और सबसे जल्दी रिपेमेंट करने वाली भी महिला है यानी ये नया क्षेत्र विकसित भारत के लिए जो संभावना है ना वो इस शक्ति में पड़ी हुई है वो दिखाई दे रहा है और बिना गारंटी को आपको पैसा मिलना और मैं चाहता हूं कि मेरे देश के नौजवान ज्यादा से ज्यादा इस क्षेत्र में आए आप देखिए 33 लाख करोड़ रुपया ये देश के लोगों को बिना गारंटी दे दिए गए हैं
The Ministry of Women and Child Development is celebrating the 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwada from today, reaffirming the government's commitment to tackling malnutrition across the country. This year's Poshan Pakhwada focuses on four key themes: care during the first 1,000 days of life, popularization of the beneficiary module of the Poshan Tracker, effective management of malnutrition, and promoting a healthy lifestyle to address childhood obesity. Poshan Abhiyan, the flagship initiative launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, aims to improve nutritional outcomes for pregnant women, lactating mothers, adolescent girls, and children under 6 years of age. Since its inception, 6 successful editions of Poshan Pakhwada have been organized, contributing to increased awareness and community participation in the National Nutrition Mission. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, will arrive in New Delhi today on a 2-day visit to India. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. He will be accompanied by several ministers, senior government officials and a high-level business delegation. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a working lunch for the Crown Prince this afternoon. The visiting dignitary will also hold meetings with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. China has responded strongly after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to impose an additional 50% tariff on Chinese goods if Beijing does not withdraw its retaliatory tariffs by today. China's Commerce Ministry said it will never accept what it described as the blackmail tactics of the United States and vowed to fight to the end in the escalating trade dispute. If implemented, the new tariffs could result in a total tax burden of up to 104% on certain imports from China. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will implement an additional 50% tariff on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for the heat wave over Rajasthan, Saurashtra and Kutch today. The weather agency predicted heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, West Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab, West Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbha and East Madhya Pradesh during the next 2 to 3 days. In the IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon, while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati this evening. Yesterday, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.